Now, it's been a week of pretty bad news headlines for Elon Musk, and today's no different. Tesla has reported profits have more than halved in the first quarter. They're down to $1.1 billion. Revenue loss over the year is now 9%, worse than expected. Tesla shares actually rose, though, as a result of this. And Danny Hewson is a financial advisor at AJ Bell in the UK. Danny, hello.
Hello.
Why'd the shares go up?
The shares went up because Elon Musk seems to finally be focusing back on the electric vehicle maker. He's obviously had his time split between trying to deal with X, which was his social media site, which has dominated his time and attention. And a lot of investors have been really angry at that. We've seen shares since the start of the year down 40%. And clearly, the last set of results for the quarter that's just been have been absolutely torrid. But in the investor question and answer session, after we got these earnings updates, Elon Musk actually was pretty forceful. He was talking about the fact that new models were on the way. They would be more affordable, but wouldn't be what a lot of us have come to know as the Model 2, so this $25,000 price tag vehicle. But instead, they will be built on existing lines, which means they can be built sooner, but there's a small caveat here. They won't be quite as cheap. But I think investors were heartened by the fact that they are talking about new vehicles.
I mean, are we absolutely sure that Elon is turning his attention back to Tesla at the moment? Because he's right now sitting on Twitter slagging off the Australian government and having a fight with them in the courts.
He certainly does love to use his mouthpiece, doesn't he? And he seems to have a finger in so many pies. The fact that he's still fighting for this massive $56 billion pay package and trying to persuade shareholders that they should vote this through, despite the fact that a judge earlier ruled it as an unfathomable sum, I think has certainly focused his mind. And he really was firing on all cylinders during this Q&A session with investors. It was notable. I mean, clearly, he likes tech. This is his wheelhouse. And he was very clear that for him, Tesla isn't just an electric vehicle maker. It is actually an AI robotics company. And there was an awful lot of focus on how AI is being integrated into Tesla, things like robo-taxis, ride-hailing apps, all of those things which have the potential to make money down the line. But whether or not he is focusing in on Tesla to the point where investors feel like they are getting value for money for that massive pay package, I think will depend on the performance of the company over the next 12 months.
Yeah, Danny, what do you make of it? This difficulty that the EV market is going through at the moment, and obviously Tesla as well, is this thing just a temporary thing, or do you think it's more long-lived?
I think consumers have really struggled with cost of living, whether or not you're in New Zealand, whether or not you're here in the UK, in Germany, in the United States, in China. We've seen EV sales slump. Now, at the same time, we've got increased competition in the market, particularly from Chinese EV makers, and they're able to make them far more cheaply because of state assistance. Now, there's a lot of focus on that in Europe at the moment about whether or not regulators should intervene. But just in terms of the consumer generally, I think people that wanted to buy an electric vehicle that had the funds, had the lifestyle which would enable them to have an electric vehicle, are probably getting to a point where they've already got one. For everybody else, there might be other issues. Where can you charge it? You know, can you afford to buy one of these things? What is the resale value? And I think there are an awful lot of questions now from consumers about whether or not an EV is the way they want to go, or whether they're waiting for the next thing, whether or not they think hybrid will be the way to go. Because at the moment, that combustion engine is certainly what drivers in the United States in particular are choosing.
Yeah, fascinating. Hey, Danny, thank you. Appreciate your insights. Fascinating stuff. Danny Hewson, financial analyst at AJ Bell.
For more from Heather Duplessy Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.